Jared Smith is actually a new neighbor of mine. He moved here from Chicago, and he's going to be reading here in October, as I said. And so I was going to go over his house, and we were going to talk about poetry, and he had some CDs he wanted me to hear. So he lives about a mile or so away, and, you know, he said, "Here's my address. Why don't you put it in MapQuest?" I said, "Sure, sure." He said, "Never ask a poet directions." So this is, "Never ask a poet directions," for Jared Smith. "To start with, don't walk too fast. It's best to lean into each step so as to feel the ground move you. Circle to your left around the pitched arm of the barren tree that twists toward the fired sky. In this way, you may wholly enjoy the exquisite pain of your passing again and again. It might go better yet to model Alice and make yourself very, very small. It may take most of your life just to cross the footprint of the mother raccoon. But do not look back upon a path glittered with regret, lest you fall like tears into the eye pit of your own making. When you find that place where her sharp claws have punctured the dark loam, stop and rest. You may even need to sleep before you go in. Most do. You will know when you are ready. The warm heave of your breath will waken you. Of course, it is always dark. The colors you shed like futile feathers are buoyant now and as fragrant as the desert wind that blooms in the night. When the little light there is films the rounded stone like milky dew, it will be time to move again. Follow the ragged ravine that winds to your right as if you were water. You will know where to go. Do not stay ensnared in the wiggle of your falling. Remember, there is nowhere to go but down. As you catch the hang of it, you will begin to roar. The clamor of everyone you have ever known will be echoing vociferously inside you. A few lusty cries will rise from this surge of word, only to resubmerge just as they start to make sense. You will not be missed, though it will seem like forever that you are gone. Eventually, things settle down. You become as flat and smooth as a black mirror in the moonlight. There will be nothing left but yourself as far as you can see. And still, you are growing. You will know when you arrive because it is like you have never left. Ask a poet directions only when you realize you have no place left to go."